across an island at the border of your childhood imagination. The people living there form a poor and primitive nation, trying hard to grow some food on the bleak, windy plains. They struggled to store the seeds, 'cause every spring came the rains. 'Cause every spring came the rains. The land was ruled by a king who was old and getting weaker. He never was a clever man, but a powerfully eloquent speaker. And so he called for his sons, and his daughter came along. Gave a small patch of forest to each son, and the one to make most of it should inherit the crown of the kingdom of rain. The first son cut down the trees and the shelters made of wood. He gave them to the poor, 'cause he believed in the greater public good. The second son erected a stage, secured by heavy rods. And then he performed a rain dance to appease the Almighty God. To appease the Almighty God. The third son took his hammer, chisel and a heavy rod, and he carved the image of his father's face into the marble block. The king was very pleased with what his sons had done. He was proud of them all, but still could choose but one. So he decided who should inherit the crown of the kingdom of rain. And just as he was about to announce the heir to the throne, there came a cry from the coast. The princess had left on her own, in a boat she had built from leftovers. She was sailing away, heading for unknown horizons, to have a better life someday, to risk her life in search of a world beyond the rain. There had to be more to life than famine, superstition, strain. The king was cursing while the queen shed tears of shame. Their daughter laughed and sang, for she finally got away from the kingdom of rain. From the kingdom of rain. From the kingdom of rain.